Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, it's almost summertime, you know what that means. Kat DeLuna's got another track for us to dance to all summer long. It's called Dancing Tonight, and Kat joins the Ralphie Radio Show right now. It's been almost a year, huh, Kat DeLuna?
I haven't been spoke. How are you, honey, and how are you to all the listeners?
Yes, I'm doing great, and you've been traveling the world as you do, and dancing too. I feel like if you're trying to prove to the world, Kat, that you love to dance, you're winning in that regard.
Thank you. Yeah, the new single is entitled Dancing Tonight, which is actually the first single from my sophomore album entitled, oh, guess what? You're going to be the first one to hear this, entitled Viva.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Inside Out was the European version of the album.
Right.
But the American version is going to be called Viva.
When did you decide that you were going to, like, rename the album and come up with a new title and then try to release it in the States again?
I released the album, the European version, in Belgium last year, November, and just released it in France March 14th. But I just came from there promoting and stuff, which went great. And, you know, the album was always intended to have two versions, American and European. So when I came home and started to finish and put all the finishing touches in the album and I listened to it, because, you know, I also wrote and creatively, like, helped produce and everything in the album, I sat back in the studio and I said, wait, this is not Inside Out. This is a little bit more, because they're totally different musically.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to think, and why not Viva? You know how, like, in Spanish, how we say Viva?
Right.
Like, everything is, like, giving it a umph. So that's what this album signifies to me, the American version. To tell you the truth, I decided a couple of weeks ago. I haven't really told anyone, so you're the first one.
Wow, well, I'm honored that you're breaking the news here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking with Kat DeLuna right now, and she just announced that the new title for her new album that she's going to drop in the States is called Viva. The one common theme, Kat, if you're going all the way back to Wine Up, and then you go through Run the Show, and Dance My Lalo, and Push, and now Dancing Tonight, you just love to release these songs, like, right around summertime, that are just fun dance tracks. And is that your intent when you go into the studio? Like, do you go into the studio thinking, all right, I'm going to write a song that all my fellow women can just get down to this summer?
Yeah, I do love to make beautiful, positive dance music. But the fact that they're always released around summertime or, like, April,
right,
you know, or, like, you know, spring, it's kind of crazy. It just happens.
Yeah, right?
It's just, like, it's not strategically. It just happens around that time. So I'm like, wait, this might be a good timing for me, I guess. Just that whole aura of it all.
Tell me a little more about Dancing Tonight, because I was trying to look up some stuff online and I couldn't really find it as far as, like, who produced it and how it came about, so on and so forth.
Oh, well, cool, because you know what? You have been one of my first interviews. We just started promotion.
Well, good.
Dancing Tonight was produced by my new producer named 86. He's under GMB Production, working with Red One the first time around in 2007. I saw something in him musically. You know, and at that time, me and him were just, you know, about to boom our careers out, you know. I don't know, that same thing, you know, look, he's so big now, you know, but the same thing that I saw in him, I see in this guy.
Kat, are you going to work with Red One again or no?
In this album, actually, especially the European version, he was executive producing with Tyron Edmond, the chairman from GMB.
Of course.
And, you know, we have that chemistry. And the American version, though, is not a lot of Red One track, because it just happened, but yeah.
Kat DeLuna here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so Kat, I got to ask, you're still working with Red One, and I saw all the to-do online about your track Party O'Clock and J-Lo's on the floor. Did you talk to Red about that or no?
No, I mean, that's actually one of the singles, the second single for the European version. And yeah, I mean, these things happen. Sometimes, you know, one producer, not knowing, he might do a song for both artists and it sounds exactly the same. To tell you the truth, Ozzy, the good thing about me that I could say to you and that not a lot of artists can say, I am the creative force behind my work. But I have a formula that, you know, before Red One, from label days, you know, that whole Latin pop scene, that I brought that to the table.
I'm excited for you, Kat. I'm really excited to hear the new stuff. Again, the new single, Dancing Tonight, we're going to play it a little later tonight with the Daily Download here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Our girl Kat DeLuna making some time for the RRS. Kat, thank you so much for breaking a little news. This is so exciting, and I can't wait to tell everybody about this.
Aw, thank you so much for the love, and listen, just to all the fans, and, you know, let me tell them, because I know they're listening.
Go ahead.
Follow me on twitter.com/Kat DeLuna and facebook.com/Kat DeLuna, the fan page. on Facebook. You know, I'm your girl. Like, I'm the one that literally writes and replies back to everyone. I'm very personable on email. I can give you the email as well if you hit me up on Twitter, but we have to be friends that follow each other. Like, I even do that.